KSL News Time, 5:39, an update of your traffic and weather. Here's Ricky Meese.
You want to add an extra 5 to 10 minutes to your typical KSL drive time southbound on I-15 because we have solid slowdown stretching from 6 South downtown all the way to Bangor Highway and Draper northbound I-15. Spots of slowing, Bluffdale, Draper, Sandy, Midvale. Also seeing some westbound slowing on the 21st South Freeway breaking up between I-15 and the West Belt. Southbound I-215's West Belt delays between I-80, not quite to 3500 South. Dave Meekham.
The accident we had, it's about a half mile south of Pony Express Parkway on Redwood Road in the Saratoga Springs area has been cleared out of the way. For a time, it was blocking all of the lanes while the medical helicopter was on the scene. But again, those lanes are all open. But expect heavy traffic both north and southbound as the traffic recovers there with the lanes reopened now. Southbound traffic on I-15 coming over the point and into Utah County and the Lehigh stretch going to be slow approaching SR-92 all the way down past 2100 North. Mark?
Still sluggish. South Salt Lake up to the north interchange on northbound I-15. And then it looks like we're looking at a wreck off to the side right now. Northbound I-15, about 200 North Kaysville. By the time you get up there, the speeds have picked up. The worst of the delays in Davis County are Parish Lane up to just past Shepherd Lane, and then it looks good after that on up to Far West and Willard. Those delays have dissipated pretty quickly. Please drive safely in work zone areas. Put the distractions away. Don't tailgate. Obey the speed limit and stay alert. Zero fatalities, a UDOT program. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.